amongst us in Christ. So with that on one side, here's Sophie to bring our reading.
I'm reading from the Message, 1 Corinthians 2. We, of course, have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet on firm spiritual ground. But it's not popular wisdom, the fashionable wisdom of high-priced experts that will be out of date in a year or so. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purposes. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It's not the latest message, but more like the oldest, what God determined as the way to bring out his best in us long before we ever arrived on the scene. The experts of our day haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they wouldn't have killed the master of the God-designed life on a cross. That's why we have this scripture text. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love him. But you've seen and heard it because God, by his Spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flit around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus. And we're passing it on to you in the same first-hand, personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit, God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion. Spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit, anyone who knows what he is doing, has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit.
Great, Sophie, thank you very much. I love the Message translation of the Bible, but it's not always easy to read, and I thought you brought that out brilliantly, Sophie, thank you. Who knows the mind of God? Who knows the mind of God? And Paul says, we do, because the mind of God is the mind of Christ, and we have Christ's Spirit in us. Gradually revealing what God is thinking. I know what you're thinking. I can see into your minds. I know your thoughts. I can tell you don't believe me, so I'm going to prove it. And what we'll need to do is we're going to work in group. Well, you can do this on your own. If you'd like to be on your own, that's fine. But if you're a younger person, you might like to have an older person, mum or dad, older brother and sister with you, so you can kind of confer here, that's okay. And I'm going to demonstrate how I can show that I know what you're thinking. Think of a number between 1 and 9, inclusive. So you can have number 1 or number 9 or any number in between. Shh, don't tell me, just hold it in your head. And I'm going to unlock your thoughts. Has everyone got a number? Okay, in your group or individually? Yeah? Great. Here's what I need you to do. I want you to take that number and times it by 9. You take this number and times it by 9. Don't tell anyone. That's where you may need a bit of help, perhaps. Back to school, the 9 times table. Okay, so you've got, have you got an answer? Got a number in your head. Don't tell me what it is. Now, if that number is comprised of two digits, there are two numbers that make up that number, can you add those two numbers together? Add those two numbers together. Okay. Now, with that number that you've now got, can you take away five? Take away five. Okay. Right, hold that number in your head. Now, if one corresponds to A, two corresponds to B, three corresponds to C, four corresponds to D, five is E, six is F, seven is G, and so on, can you give the number that you've got a letter? So if you had number one, make it an A. Had number two, make it a B, and so on. Just give you a moment to work that one out, going through the alphabet. So you've got a letter in your head. Don't tell me what it is. Is that right? Yeah? Okay, here's where I begin to get into your mind. Can you think of a European country that begins with that letter? I'm not in D's mind right now. Okay, so you got this letter. Think of a European country that begins with that letter. Okay. Now, can you take the final letter of that country's name? Take the final letter of that country's name and think of an animal. Can you think of an animal that begins with that letter that ended the name of the country? Now, with that animal's name, take the last letter and can you think of a color beginning with that letter? And now I'll tell you that you're all thinking of an orange kangaroo who lives in Denmark. Aye, thank you. I got into your minds. I knew what you were thinking. Hands up if you had orange. Look at that, look around. Hands up if you had kangaroo. Hands up if you had Denmark. How did he do that? Now, here's the thing. I'll reveal to you, I'll show you, I'll reveal what was going on there so that you can play that trick with your friends at school or family, anyone you've got to come in for lunch or you're seeing over this bank holiday. And the secret is the nine times table. Because if you take any number and times it by nine, the two digits you will end up with when you add them together will always equal nine. So two nines are 18, eight and one is nine. Three nines, 27, two and seven makes nine. Four, nine, 36, three and six, nine. So I knew you had nine. So when I asked you to take away five, I knew you had four. And then when I asked you to think about A equals one, so I knew you had D. And when I asked you to think of a European country, there aren't too many that begin with D. I did try this at home, and just to sort of try this out, and I said, just think of a country, any country, beginning with D. And of course, some bright spark said Dominican Republic, which sort of ruins the whole thing. Denmark ends with a K. Think of an animal beginning with, a little bit of auto-suggestion there, a little animal beginning with, because you could have had koala and that would have ruined it. Anyone have koala? Oh, oh, you didn't. Yeah, it's not 100%, is it? Kangaroo, I went with kangaroo, which ends in an O. Think of a color beginning with O, orange. Yeah. So now, what I did there was just to reveal to you what was going on in my mind as I was claiming to know what was going on in yours. So now you know I haven't got magical powers. There's nothing special about me. I'm a bit dense, actually, when it comes to it. But I could play that little trick. And now you can too. I've let you in on a secret, a mystery. How did he know I was thinking of a kangaroo? How did he know about orange? And now I've shown you. I've revealed that so that you can be part of that little trick. And you can play it on your friends at school, or family members, or whoever you come across who you think might be gullible enough to be taken in. But we're not gullible when it comes to following God, because he is, I love this picture here, he's piecing together a great picture, a great plan for our lives here on earth, not just in London, not just in this country, not just in Europe, right around the world. Billions of Christians all have a part to play, and we're included. And we know that because God has revealed to us what he's like in Jesus. He showed us what it's like to live the perfect human life. And he's calling us by his Spirit and empowering us and equipping us to live that life so that others are in on what he's thinking. He's revealing his mind, his plans, his purposes to us. And here at St. Ignatius, we have exciting visions and plans for the next few years. I was outlining them a bit last week, and you can download that talk if you missed it and catch up on that. And we'll be working it through as a PCC and as house group leaders. We'll be piecing together the jigsaw puzzles. And the invitation is, as God has revealed his workings to us, the invitation is that we would all play our part. From the youngest, just coming up here full of energy and actions and fun, to the very oldest with the wisdom and the experience that you have. We play our part in painting God's big picture here on earth. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's just have a word of prayer before we have our final song together. Father, thank you so much that although sometimes we have to work at understanding and knowing you, you're not a mystery. You have revealed yourself to us. We can know what you're thinking. We can come in on your mind. And you, amazingly, you call us to play our part in working out your kingdom and your values, and the fruit of your life. Empower us, we pray, Lord. Inspire us to go from here to tell others of your goodness and your love. To play our part in your big picture. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen, amen. Let's have the worship team up now. Now's the time. We're going to sing our final song together. Just to say that after the formal end of our service, there's tea, coffee, and refreshments at the back.